All right, so you know how it is, scrolling through those bird game descriptions online, it's always like worker placement this, deck building that. Gets kind of old, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
But then sometimes you see a theme and it's like, bam, that's the one.
Totally.
And for me, that was 1905, mining operations.
Mining.
Mining.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
It's got that whole adventurous vibe, the strategy. Had to dig into this one.
And this deep dive uses, let's see, excerpts from their Kickstarter, the rulebook itself, and their website, right?
You got it. Want to give our listener the rundown. What's this game all about?
So, 1905, mining operations. At its heart, you're building mine shafts, right? Laying down tiles, trying to collect those
Trivial
resources.
silver.
Exactly. Coal, silver, gold. But here's where it gets interesting. You're rolling dice to determine what you get, not just what resources, but
But if your mine
you got
collapses,
it. Risk versus reward, that push your luck kind of thing, gets the heart racing.
oh, I love those games, man. Have you played a lot with that mechanic?
Tons. It's such a classic. Always that tension. Do you keep going for more or play it safe?
And with 1905, it sounds like there's even more to it than that. The rulebook mentions something called advanced
Oh,
tiles.
yeah. Those add a whole other layer. Like, imagine you pull the timed fuse tile.
Timed fuse, what does that do?
It lets you collapse a mine shaft.
Strategically.
Yeah. Your own, or even better.
An opponent's.
Exactly.
Brutal.
So we're not just like digging for gold here. We're talking sabotage, right?
Yep.
Yeah. It's like while everyone else is dealing with those cave-ins, you could clear a path, swoop in. Could
Yeah.
be a real game changer.
That's what I'm talking about. Keeps things interesting. And it wasn't just the timed fuse, right? There are other advanced tiles too.
Oh yeah, a bunch.
Like that one, what is it called? The swap tile? The one where you can just mess with everyone else's stuff.
Oh yeah. Imagine like you need silver, right? And your opponent's sitting on a pile, swap.
Roleless. I love it.
Or you could just use it to like totally disrupt their whole plan. It's brutal.
Oh man, I bet that leads to some fun moments around the table. Like, hey, want to make a deal? Or maybe this fire tile might liven things up for you.
Right. It's not just about your own little mind anymore. It's about anticipating what other players might do. It makes it really interactive.
Okay, so speaking of players, how does the game actually work with different numbers? Does it scale well?
So it's made for 2 to 4 players.
Pretty standard.
Yeah. But the rule book, it actually has adjustments for smaller groups, which is cool. I thought about
That's
that.
always a good sign. Shows they care.
Yeah.
And speaking of different ways to play, there's that whole family-friendly mode too, right? For those of us who, aren't trying to completely crush our loved ones.
Exactly. So if you're just starting out or you want a chill game night, you can just take those advanced tiles out.
Makes it easier to learn too.
Yeah, much more approachable. But then if you want that extra challenge, boom, add those tiles back in and
It's a whole new game.
right.
And you know what else got me excited? The fact that this like isn't even a standalone thing. 1905 Mining Operations is part of a whole series.
Oh yeah. Tell me more about that.
Yeah.
What else are they planning?
Hold on, hold on. So we're talking like a whole 1905 world they're building here, not just mining.
Yeah, it's a whole series. They've got a bunch of other games planned.
Yeah.
Like there's Shepherd's Meadow,
Shepherd's Meadow.
sheep, wolves. You're managing flocks,
Yep.
trying to, not lose your sheep to predators.
Okay, that's a very different vibe. But still fits that whole turn of the century theme.
Exactly. And then there's Market Street.
Ooh, what's that one about?
It's all about like fulfilling orders, navigating the market. I'm guessing there's some like cutthroat negotiation in there too.
Oh, I bet. I do love a good market mechanic. Okay, so that's two. What's the third game? Gotta be more, right?
All right, the last one they mentioned was Steamboat Mogul.
Steamboats. Okay, you had me at steamboats. I am there for anything with a good river race.
Sounds like it could be right up your alley.
Outmaneuvering your opponents, upgrading your boat. I can already picture it.
Yeah, and probably some of that push your luck too. Risky shortcuts, maybe.
Oh, for sure. Okay, so to wrap all this up for our listeners who maybe haven't dived into the rulebook yet, what's the one thing about 1905 mining operations that really makes it stand out? Why this game?
For me, it's that balance. It's easy to pick up, right? Like the basics are simple enough for anyone. But then you add those advanced tiles, suddenly it's a whole new level. Strategic, unpredictable.
And that push your luck element, you're always on the edge of your seat.
Totally. And don't forget, it's just the beginning. This whole world they're creating. Even if mining isn't your thing, they've probably got a game in the works that is.
So start with 1905, mining operations. master those mine shafts.
And then move on to sheep herding or market manipulation or steamboats.
Exactly. A whole world of gaming to explore. Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into 1905 mining operations. Thanks for joining us as we dug into this pretty intriguing game.
Yeah, this was a fun one. Until next time, everyone.